We're doing Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. We're up to the 44th chapter, Perek Mem Daled, page Kuf Samachet in the Eshkol edition, page Taf in the Zichron Aharon edition. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Achar kol hagvurot v'haniflot she'asah HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael b'Mitzrayim u'v'yam suf. After all the fantastic miracles that Hashem did for Israel, the awesome miracles that Hashem did for us in Egypt, by the Yam Suf, by the splitting of the sea, Chazeru v'nisu HaKadosh Baruch Hu od eser pa'amim. Israel nonetheless tested God another 10 times. Shenemar, as the verse says, "Vaynasu oti ze eser pa'amim." God says, "They've tested me these 10 times." God says, with the story of the spies. Ve'od shilshinu al hakadosh baruchu. And aside from that, they spoke lashon hara. They spoke improperly. They spoke. How would you translate lashon hara? They spoke derogatorily about God. Ve'amru, azav Hashem otanu b'midbar hazeh ve'en shchinato v'kirbenu. They said, God has left us in this desert and He is no longer in our midst. Okay. So, the Medrash is really using the terminology that it says about the serpent. That the serpent in the Garden of Eden spoke Lashon Hara about God. And so, the Medrash is showing us, is alluding to the idea that there was a reenactment of the sin in the Garden of Eden. We know that the verses say in Tehillim that Ani amarti Elokim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. I said, when I gave you the Torah, I said the generation of the desert would fix the sin of Adam and would live forever. They would be like angels. But no, you sinned again with the golden calf and the spies. You sinned. Achen ka'adam temutun. So you die like a human being. Just like Adam did. And just like in the story of Adam, it all began with Lashon Hara, where Lashon Hara is the focus on the negative. Lashon Hara can sometimes be the focus on the negative, which is non-existent, and sometimes the existent negative. So to hear, the people started speaking improperly and they said, God has returned to the heavens, He's not following what's going on down below anymore. Then Shchinato b'kirbeinu, He's not in our midst. Ne'emar, as it says, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. The people said, is God within us or not? So that's what they were thinking. Maybe Hashem left us here alone. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha omer achar ha-parsha hazot maktiv. What does it say directly following that parsha? The people said, is God around or not? Is He with us in the desert or has He left us alone? Must be He left us alone. What happens right after that? Vayavo Amalek, we get attacked by Amalek. Baleim Amalek liparamim. Amalek came to, so to speak, punish them for their behavior. That wasn't Amalek's thoughts, but that was God's thoughts. Ordinarily, if a person's traveling, if you want to greet them, you greet them with bread, you greet them with water. Amalek saw that they were tired, hungry, thirsty. They had just worked in Egypt for 210 years. They had traveling alone in the desert. He didn't have any mercy for them. You might think, the poor people, look at how they were enslaved. Now God made these miracles to get them out, so you'd have some mercy on these people. Look at how they've suffered. No. Amalek stood there by the roadside like a bear that's lost its child, and it's vengeful to take revenge. So too, Amalek stood up by the side, waiting to ambush them, to kill the mothers and the babies. Shneimar shel karicha baderech. When the verse says he encountered you by the road, what the verse is indicating is that he stood by the road waiting to pounce upon you. He was waiting for you to come to him and he'd pounce upon you. Rabbi Zecharia omer, Neched Esav ya Amalek. Rabbi Zecharia says, if you look at the Torah, you see that Amalek was really Esav's grandson. And he came with the enmity of his grandfather to take revenge from them. So Amalek is waiting to attack them for one reason. Because he maintains the enmity that Esav had for Yaakov. What do you hate us for? What did we ever do to you? Answer, I could find the roots of hatred in my past. Which is an interesting thought. Shakespeare writes against the Jews when he might never have met a Jew in his life. Where does he have that hatred from? The Jews were banished from England. During Shakespeare's time, Jews weren't in England. You find many times that anti-Semitism is rooted in history, not in the present. And in the history, you also have questions of, is the basis for the hatred true? Or is it the interpretation or the feelings that were passed down, irrelevant of where the truth lies? Did Yaakov really hurt Esav? Or was Esav trying to steal from Yaakov what he had really sold Yaakov? Was Esav coming to get the blessings based on a misunderstanding? Based on some false pretenses? That Yitzchak doesn't know that Esav sold his rights to Yaakov. But when Esav tells his grandchildren, he doesn't tell them all the facts. He just tells them, Yaakov tricked me. Yaakov took what was rightfully mine. And so, although Amalek grows up and then his grandchildren, the people of Amalek, grow up without meeting Jews. What do they know from the Jewish people? We're down in Egypt. Amalek is a child when Yaakov leaves. So he grew up, so he had children. But the next generation, 210 years later, this generation never saw a Jew in their life. What do they hate us for? No, if you teach your child to hate a Jew, he doesn't have to see a Jew. He'll know to hate a Jew. So Amalek comes with the hatred his grandfather taught him. Vayamud Anan sovevet machane Israel. The camp of Israel was encompassed with the clouds, with the pillars of clouds, ki'il mukev t'choma, like a fortified city. V'lo haya yechol tzav oyev liga b'hem, and no enemy could come and touch them. Ela kol mi sheya tzrich tvila haya anan maflito chutz ha'machane. So who could Amalek attack? Well, the way the clouds worked was, if someone was impure, and they had to immerse themselves in the mikvah, the anan would kick them out. He would kick them out of Chutz mi Machane Yisrael Shaya Kadosh, because the camp was holy. Shneimar v'yam Machanecha Kadosh. V'Amalek hayam zanev aroi kol mi shachoy anan. And Amalek would lag behind and kill anyone that was behind the clouds. Shneimar v'yizanev becha kol anechshalim acharecha. And we'll pick up here Bezrat Shem later.